Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how a team of researchers are turning coal waste into houses. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio's affordable housing problem is getting worse. That's according to recent data from the Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio. The problem is especially acute in Appalachian Ohio, where the quality of available housing is often poor. But an Ohio University researcher is working on a solution. He's developing a way to make building materials out of coal waste. Joining me now to talk more about his research is Jason Trembley, director of OU's Institute of Sustainable Energy and Environment. Hi, Professor Trembley.
Hi, Erin. Thank you for the opportunity.
So how does this work? How do you turn coal waste into construction materials?
What we've been doing at Ohio University is developing some methods where we can take mining impoundment waste and refine that material and take the waste carbon, and we can incorporate that into engineered composite materials. And from that, you know, over the past couple of years, we've demonstrated some commercial opportunities for that material in decking, piping, siding, fenestration opportunities as well.
Wow. What inspired this? How did you go from, you know, a pile of coal waste and think, let's build a house with this?
When we were looking at this particular opportunity and, you know, understanding just the sheer amount of materials that we utilize in the built infrastructure and thinking about population growth and all of the supply chain issues that we've experienced over the past couple of years, you know, how can we do this in a better, you know, more environmentally responsible and also cost-effective way? And so that began us down the path in terms of looking at, can we build materials or develop materials that actually sequester carbon in them rather than emitting carbon during their manufacture.
So what kinds of building materials are you actually making here? And I have to ask, because if they're made with coal, does that mean they're flammable?
Flammability is a great question. So we've done ASTM testing through independent laboratory studies, which have demonstrated that the materials meet building code specifications, but not only that, can meet Class A rating, which allows it to go in the most stringent building applications.
All right. Well, tell me more about the environmental benefits of this product.
When we look at typical, you know, housing construction, right? So we have a tree, that tree is harvested, it's cut, and so we're taking a natural carbon sink out of the environment. And so what we're looking at here is repurposing these waste carbon resources that are located throughout Appalachia to generate carbon-based materials. And so whether that is an engineered composite or a carbon foam-based material, they retain the carbon that's in that material. And so when we look at the total, you know, say cradle to gate life cycle from harvesting that tree to turning it into a building product versus utilizing harvesting this waste carbon to the final product, we've shown that it requires significantly less energy and results in less emissions during the manufacturing process.
And how can this research address affordable housing concerns in Athens and beyond?
So if we look at impoundment waste that, you know, throughout Appalachia, I mean, there are billions and billions of tons of this material sitting there. It's a waste that can be utilized at a very low cost, you know, potentially for these applications. What we're really interested in doing is utilizing and looking at, can we 3D print, you know, the walls of a home for this application as well.
All right. That was Jason Trembley, director of Ohio University's Institute of Sustainable Energy and Environment. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin. Have a great day.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Erin Gottsacker. We'll talk with you Wednesday.